Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. I hope you're having a glorious day. Today, Pastor Chris is sharing a profound article on the Rhapsody of Realities, and it's called Prosperity by Grace. Hallelujah. The scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Prosperity has nothing to do with how hard you fast and pray. It's the Lord's doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is the one who prospers you. He delights in your prosperity, according to Psalm chapter 35, verse 27. You don't have to wonder whether or not God wants you to prosper. He doesn't want you to put your trust in step-by-step human calculations, because that won't work. They may seem to work for some time, but they won't last. True and lasting prosperity comes by grace. Hallelujah. A story is told in Mark chapter 10 of a rich young ruler's attitude to wealth. He wanted to know what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus told him to obey all the commandments. But he said, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." The Bible says, Jesus looked at him with love and said to him, "Go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and come and follow me." That's in Mark chapter 10, verse 21. At that, the rich young ruler went away sad. He was tied to see his possessions. For the Bible says he had great possessions. Or as someone rightly put it, his great possessions had him. Hallelujah. Jesus then looked around about and said to his disciples in Mark chapter 10, verse 23, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" Jesus was letting them understand that salvation wasn't going to be by their money or great possessions, but by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus wanted the rich young man to put his trust not in his wealth, but in God, the giver of wealth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your prosperity isn't dependent on any men, your business, the systems and governments of this world, or the economy, but on God. Trust God, hallelujah. It's by His grace. Now you can understand what He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The power that gives His children to get wealth is spiritual power, not political power or economic power. It's the power He gives every Christian to propagate God's righteous cause. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even as you're listening to this podcast, make a decision to trust God. Declare these scriptures, not your job, not your bank account, not your business, and you will be amazed at the prosperity. Hallelujah. You can take this confession after me. My purpose in life is to establish God's righteousness in the earth and in the hearts of men around the world. And I'm blessed with all I require to carry this out. Therefore, I'm committed to advancing God's agenda, favoring His righteous cause with my time and resources for His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take this part of your further study: 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and Psalm chapter 35, verse 27. Hallelujah. God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, When you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.